Gary Danielson, 1 Ainslie Road, Pyrmont, New Hampshire, 03779. First, let me say that I agree completely with Tom and the previous speakers, and that I am in complete disagreement with the entire project going forward in any manner. However, there are three critical questions that need to be answered regarding Northern Pass and the impact it would have on our physical environment. One, is the impact so great that it should not be built at all? And I think the answer there is yes. If it is built, where should it be built to do the least damage? And if it is built, how should it be built to do the least damage? I'm going to focus on, if it is built at all, where it should be built. The proposed alternate route through Pyrmont, Haverhill, Orford, and the other communities is one which encompasses land with outstanding natural and environmental heritage and beauty and is crucial to wildlife habitation, much of which is ranked by the New Hampshire Fish and Game Department in the New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan as either Tier 1, highest ranked habitat in New Hampshire, or Tier 2, highest ranked habitat in the biological region. The construction and maintenance of power lines through the proposed alternate route would destroy these crucial habitat areas forever. However, if Northern Pass co-locates within the existing power line right-of-way, that issue would be avoided or greatly minimized, even if some widening of the existing corridor was required. My question is a simple one. Since the transmission lines for Northern Pass and those for the existing transmission line would originate in the same substation in Descantons, Quebec, and terminate a mere 4 miles apart in Franklin, New Hampshire, closely paralleling each other a great deal of the way, why would the primary route not use the current right-of-way? I understand that Velco, the Vermont Electrical Power Company, has already agreed to co-locate for that portion of the line that would go through Vermont. Has there been any discussion, formal or informal, between officials from Northern Pass or any of its affiliates and officials from Northern Grid or any of its affiliates that could allow Northern Pass to co-locate within the existing power transmission right-of-way to a point 4 miles from the Franklin Terminal? If so, what has been the outcome of those discussions? And if not, why has Department of Energy not mandated them? If Northern Pass is approved at all, co-location would allow this project to go forward without being embroiled in inevitable legal challenges while preserving the natural beauty and highly ranked habitat areas in Pyrmont, Haverhill, Orford, and other communities. And to quote from the Appalachian Mountain Club's motion to intervene in opposition to Northern Pass, greatly diminish the adverse impacts to these very important natural resources in New Hampshire, whose economic value to the state and its citizens is irreplaceable. Thank you.